Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Of course, don't forget, coming up at the end of tonight's game, our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, brought to you by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Certainly the candidates for that award have changed in the last few minutes.
They sure have. Back here on 105.7 The Hawk, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca. The kickoff will take place, don't see this very often, on the other side of the 50-yard line after a 15-yard penalty. I'm pretty sure that Gould can make the end zone from here.
Yeah, but I wonder if what he does is maybe try and angle it and corner it or something.
Or pooch it, right?
Yeah. Remember, it's a live ball. If you're ever going to do anything interesting, Matt, this would be the place to do it.
See if the game plan changes. Gould drives it and puts it about 20 yards out of the back of the end zone to come out for a touchback. It'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line for Southern Regional, who trails for the first time tonight, 14-7, and trails for the first time all season.
Well, very important series now for the Rams. They've got to get their offense going after doing nothing, only running three plays. By the way, guys, up at Jackson, what a story this kid has been. Mike Basile, another touchdown, 67 yards this time, 27-0 Mustangs. But Mike Basile for Brick Memorial has the last 10 touchdowns for the Stangs.
That's amazing.
In a row.
Incredible.
And it's not like they're all one-yard runs.
No.
And they've been all kinds of
big
receptions, interceptions. He's done everything.
Yes, he has.
Ram offense on for the first time tonight, taking some time setting up here as Yazor and Gonzalez talk things over with Higgins in the backfield. Tight end to the left, everybody else to the right side of the formation, including Mike Gazicki. Higgins wanting to throw, goes in the flat, catch is made by him. Good reception out to the 33-yard line, a gain of 13, and the chains will move.
Well, I tell you what, that he was really not open at all. Good coverage there, but credit Higgins from getting the ball. And him, what so many high school receivers don't do, got his hands on the ball first before he got to his body. Brings it down for a badly needed Ram first down.
Higgins checks the sideline, gets the call that he wants. We'll send him wide man to the left, near sideline to the right is Gasicki. Split backfield, and Anthony Spezial, the tight end, to the right side. Higgins, low snap, fields it. Pressure coming. Hit as he releases the football. They'll say it was deflected. Garrett Kroger, a guy we have called a bunch tonight on that defensive side of the line, came calling unblocked, and it will bring up a second and 10.
Well, the Mariners have done a better job in the last couple of, like the last three Southern possessions, of putting heat on the quarterback and making things uncomfortable for Higgins. And that time Kroger came in full bore.
Very uncomfortable.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Back here from the home of the Rams, fourth quarter up and running here. A first down and 10 for Southern Regional coming up. Split backfield. Higgins will hand it off here. It is Gonzalez, the cut up field. Bounce off tackles. Look at the run of Gonzalez. Spin forward inside the 30 all the way down to the 26-yard line. About a 17-yard carry. And Gonzalez just carrying guys down the field.
Well, that was similar to the Gonzalez we saw last week, who rushed for 163 yards and was our player of the game. As the Rams now on the move, this drive has now landed them on the Toms River North 26-yard line, first and 10, trying to go in for the tying score.
11:13 remaining in the fourth quarter. 14-7, Toms River North. Split backfield for Higgins. Gonzalez to his left, Yazor to his right. Has a wide receiver either side. Ball sent from the left hash mark. Gets the snap. Gives to Gonzalez. He just does not go down at first contact. Was stopped in the backfield. Broke off. Gains about three. Picks up a second and 7 now for the Ram attack.
I think the pass by Higgins this possession has really opened up the sweep again for Gonzalez. So credit Higgins and Gasinski mainly for allowing Gonzalez to run the football.
Split wide receiver set. Gasicki this time to the left, him up top to the right. Yeezer goes as a wingman this time to the right side. That's where the ball's coming. It's Gonzalez on the carry again. Takes it down inside the 20. Breaks a tackle to 15. Runs out of bounds around the 10-yard line. I'll tell you what, at 5'9", 174, that kid runs as hard as any back we've seen the last couple of years that I can remember.
And Boyle did a nice job of pulling him and leading him on the sweep. And, boy, Abe Gonzalez has really picked it up on this drive. And the Rams are now on the move for the first time in quite a while.
Look at this side over here, Matt. They're giving Gasicki about 12 yards off the line of scrimmage. Look for him to do something here.
First and goal. Man in motion is Gonzalez. He'll get it. It's been his series. On the tackle, he has spun forward down to about the 4-yard line, a gain of 5, where it will be second and goal. Nick DiGiacomo on the tackle.
Only problem with DiGiacomo that time was he threw him forwards, gave him another 3 or 4 yards.
Second down coming up and goal. From the 4-yard line, 9:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Rams trying to tie it up. They trail 14-7. Higgins looks to maybe be audibling here. Now moves back into the shotgun formation. Backs to either side, same for his receivers. Here's the carry for Yeezer, hit at the line of scrimmage. It was Kroger again. First man through on the tackle.
Gonzalez, guys, has hit the century mark, 100 yards on the night so far.
Russ last week for 163.
Third down and goal. Well, these are the tough yards, guys.
Spezial coming back in at the tight end spot. Higgins gives him a word as he will set himself formation right. That's the strength side right now. Hem that way as a receiver. Gasicki split wide left. Inside of 9 minutes remaining. Third and goal from the 4-yard line of Tom's River North. Higgins, play action, rolling left, throwing, wants Gasicki. That one deflected once and then caught but out of bounds. Gasicki was there. Great coverage from R.J. Brommel, who deflected up in the air. Gasicki able to pull it down, and now decision time for Chuck Donahue. Do they take what could be an easy three or look for a fourth down and goal?
They are going for it.
Yeah, I think you got to go for it here.
Hem will split out to the right. Gasicki to the left side of the formation. Let's see if they call his number again. Empty backfield as Yeezer and Gonzalez walk up his wings. Now Gonzalez going to change his mind, go back in the backfield to the right side of Higgins from the shotgun where he's been all night. Here's the give to Gonzalez off the left side. Continues to pound forward. Touchdown, Southern Regional. Mariners read it when Gonzalez scores and gets the Rams to within an extra point of tying it up.
For Lenza had a chance, but really by the time he made contact, it was by the goal line. And really no match for a hard-charging Gonzalez who carried him into the end zone for the score. And his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And here is Yeezer with the all-important extra point.
This to square it up at 14 apiece. High snap. Good hold. This one drifting off to the right, but good. Just tucked in the right upright. 14-14 is our score between Southern and Tom's River North. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you are listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
We are back here for the kickoff from Rob Yeezer. 8:37 remaining here in the fourth quarter, all tied up at 14. Yeezer, short kick, fielded by Joey Fields. Fields, a little stutter move. Stopped just short of the 30-yard line. See where they give him forward progress to. 8.5 minutes remaining. Mariners have changed this game, but Southern able to tie it up on a 3-yard touchdown run from Abe Gonzalez, his fourth rushing score of the year. And the Mariners with their crack at breaking this tie, as they will have it first and 10 from their own 30-yard line.
Scoring update, just a few miles from here in the fourth quarter. Monsignor Donovan, 24, Barnegat, 7.
Barnegat just scored, Kevin. Make that 13. Just hot off the presses.
There are no presses.
Here's the give to Fields. Around right end, stacked up by him after a 2-yard pickup. It'll bring up second and 8. 8:15 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, good stick by him that time. Fields only gets a yard, maybe two on that first down carry. Let's see if Moe has turned the other way.
That touchdown maybe got the Rams emotionally back into this game after what has been a tough second half so far.
Boy, and that was a gutsy fourth down call to run it.
Sure was, but the way Gonzalez was running, certainly see why Chuck Donahue called his number. Three wide receivers sent for Scalfani on a second down and 8. Low snap. Scalfani did well to feel it. Goes over the middle. That catch is made by Singleton, who will have the first down. Stretches the ball out to the 45-yard line, and give a lot of credit to Carmen Scalfani, the sophomore who took a hard hit by Zach Amir, who had come off the left end.
Bad snap, as you said, hung in there. And did well, even get that one off, and was then knocked to the turf. But a big first down for the Mariners after their 45 with 7:15 left in the fourth.
One of those, you know, when you release it, you are about to get hit. Scalfani now with a first and 10. Fresh set of downs to work with. Here's the carry for Bass off left guard. He'll gain 2 out to the Mariner 47. Bring up a second and 8 inside now of 7 minutes remaining. Bellissimo on the tackle.
Yeah, that was a good call, guys. I don't know how Scalfani got up after that Amir hit. I mean, he hit him right between the 1 and the 9 on Scalfani's jersey. But the young sophomore popped right up.
Three wide receivers set. Split backfield for Scalfani. Second and 8. Here is the give to Bass. Stretching it out to the left, and he is tackled at the line of scrimmage. Credit the middle linebacker, Manzo, coming from the backside to make the tackle. And the Mariners with a player down. I believe it is the ball carrier, Bass.
It is, Matt.
Clock will stop here with 6:16 to go as the training staff will come on. We are tied at 14. Can look ahead a little bit for Times River North. The road gets rough after this one. Home games with Jackson, then a bye week, and then a Brick Memorial team that right now can score a bunch of points. Next couple of weeks for Southern Regional, they will be at Brick next week, have their bye the first weekend of October, and then play an all-important Friday night game. Check it, Saturday afternoon game, at home against Lacey.
Bass is up. That's good news. Looks like he'll be okay. A couple of quick scores here. Point Borough leads Central 20-14. 9 minutes left in the fourth. Rumson has extended its lead to Holmdel to 27-16. That one also in the fourth quarter. Brick Memorial over Southern 27-7. They're going to the fourth quarter in that one.
Third and 8 coming up for Toms River North.
Another big third down here.
Getting to the stage of the game where every down becoming crucial for each of these teams. Toms River North trying to stay alive in the A-South race and avoid an 0-2 start. Scalfani going to empty the backfield this time. Trips to his left. Slot receiver combo off to the right. Now Kennedy has a stand-up tight end. Will go to the right side. Going to stand and block. Scalfani rolling right. Lets it go. Got a man. And a big-time catch made by Joey Fields. Inside the Ram 40. Pinned down to the 39-yard line. That one goes as a 14-yard reception.
Fields the only white jersey amongst 5 black jerseys, and gives Scalfani a lot of credit on this drive. The sophomore shows tremendous poise. He gets the ball to him. Fields hangs on. Remember, Gula, terrific kicker. We're probably only 10, 12 yards away from him being in range to at least try for three to snap the tie.
Did miss a 42-yarder earlier in this one. LaMonica, the single back, and I believe Toms River North will have to use a timeout. When they come off the timeout, it'll be first and 10. 5:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. We shall keep it here with the score tied at 14.
Tonight's game, of course, presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore. Well, it was a little dull in the first half, to be honest with you, and now it's turned out to be a good old-fashioned North-Southern game. We've sort of been accustomed to these over the years.
Completely different second half than what we saw in the first.
I think we would still, you know, if North goes on to win this game, I think there's no doubt about it. The play of the game was the punt and the punt coverage that changed the whole the field position of the game, pinned Southern back on their own one-yard line, resulted in a short punt that Fields ran back 37 yards for a touchdown to even the score, and that really got them back in it. And, of course, the teams have traded touchdowns after that. 5:22 left as Toms River North looks to try and take the lead here. And as you described, a huge game for them, having lost their division opener a week ago.
And a tough schedule just talked about coming up in the next few weeks. Split backfield. Fields left, LaMonica right, and three wide receivers into the game for Scalfani. Scalfani will keep it, slide his way forward, stop just shy of the 30-yard line, at about the 32. And that will go as a gain of seven, bring up second down just about three.
Scalfani's been very impressive this second half, both on the ground and obviously the air.
Mariners will come out again with a three-wide receiver package. Ramir Myers, the wide man to the left, in the slot left is Singleton. Carrington back to the right side. Here is Fields. Try to break it down to the outside. He will have a first down and get tackled short of the 25-yard line. It will be a Mariner first down. We're inside of the five-minute mark at 4:37. Ed, is this a point of the game where Toms River North actually runs some clock in between plays with especially the kicker and Gula?
No, I think they're going to try and score as soon as they can. I mean, you know, field goals are never definite propositions in high school football, even though he could be the best in the state. But Toms River North, Kevin and Matt, so much better when Joey Fields touches the ball like he is tonight.
Certainly here in the second half, he's gotten a lot of touches. They will spot it at the 26-yard line of Southern. First and 10, Scalfani, play action, rolling right, stopping, in trouble, lets it go, almost intercepted. Hem stepped in the passing lane and maybe had six the other way. Instead, just goes as an incompletion. Wow.
Wow is right. I mean, I thought Scalfani had a guy open in the flat early. He could have just tossed it. Then I thought he was going to run out of bounds. And when he threw it, you knew right away it looked like it could be trouble. And, I mean, Hem read it perfectly, and I think he was thinking six the other way.
You got it, Kevin. He started running towards the opposite goal line before he caught the ball. It's a classic case. Like we said it a couple times tonight, you got to catch it first. Nice job by him, no blocking, knocking it down.
It would be about a 43-yard field goal from right here.
This is where he missed it earlier. We've still got a time for that, though.
Second and 10, low snap. Scalfani picks it up, going to run into the middle of the line and just get what he can. Lucky that he even was able to pick it up off the ground. 3:45 and rolling here. A gain of about four, third down and a long six coming up.
And I echo Ed's sentiments. A field goal at the high school level is never automatic. An extra point isn't automatic. The field has gotten a little bit slippery as the temperatures drop down. So there's a lot going on. But what you don't want to happen here is a sack. I mean, if you're going to pass here, take a sack.
Yeah, this play here will tell you whether they're setting up the field goal or not by what they do. If they run it, they're setting up the three.
Bass back into the game. He and LaMonica split the backfield. Three wide receivers set. Flags are out. You didn't want a sack, but you certainly didn't want a penalty either.
Yeah, they started
if you are Tom Zivernorth, and it will be a procedure penalty against the Mariners. We'll back them up five.
Now, actually, Matt, it was 12 men on the field, illegal participation. The hand behind the head. So they must have had 12 guys in the huddle.
Yeah.
And then ran one off. That's illegal. Can't do it. That's a sideline mistake right there.
Sets up third and 11.
You'd have to think they're going to throw it here if they're going to throw it on third and six.
Carrington, wide man right. Singleton stays near sideline left. Scalfani, under pressure, just lets it go. Sophomore maybe with some happy feet that time. I thought he could have rolled, actually come back to the right and maybe got something going. Now the question is, do they try the long kick with Gula? He's coming on, and he's got the tee in his hand.
Now this is the exact same spot nearly. That's
further back.
A little further back, but I mean it was on the left hash. And Ed said he was short and wide right.
Yeah, it
was on the first attempt. This is the same end of the field, everything but 2 yards further.
45-yard field goal attempt. Scalfani is the holder. This to untie it at 14. Ball from the left hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And it is good! 45-yard field goal for Chris Gula. 14 points for Southern, now 17 for Tom Zivernorth. How about that?
That's why he's among the best in the state.
And you know what, guys? It would not have been good from 46. I mean, that just barely got over the crossbar, and it was straight down the middle. Tremendous kick by Gula.
Well,
45-yarder with 2:35 remaining, but still plenty of time for Southern Regional on the clock. What a kick, however, from Gula.
And clutch, considering he missed one earlier.
And the one thing you know, as Gula will come back on, he's got the power to put it in the end zone on the kickoff and avoid any kind of run back. Rams will push Hem and Gonzalez back deep as their return guys. They haven't had much of an opportunity for anything tonight.
Every kickoff tonight has been in the end zone, so I don't expect anything else out of Gula right now.
2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining. Ed, if you can, I just want to confirm Southern with three timeouts still in this second half, if you can.
I will.
Gula puts it in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. Both return men back at their own two. Gula with a slow run-up. This one making the end zone and will come out to the 20-yard line. You can see Gonzalez wanted to take it out.
Can I say it now? I haven't said it yet.
It's a terrible rule.
Dumb rule. Dumb high school rule.
Terrible rule. If you want to choose to run it out, go ahead and do it. Ed?
Three timeouts for Southern Regional, Matt. So with 2:35 left, like you said, plenty of time. Now, they don't have the kick, the foot. Gazer doesn't have the foot that...
Nope.
You know, Gula has, but
they've got to think 80 yards and 2.5 minutes with three timeouts.
Gasicki will split this time to the left. He's got to be the intended target, but still time to run the offense, I think. And the offense tonight has been predicated on Gonzalez. Higgins wanting to throw. Three-step drop out of the shotgun. Goes off to his right. Throws an incompletion. Wanted him. Who curled in. The ball was thrown out. Only took 4 seconds off the clock. 2:31 remaining.
Barnegat has scored another touchdown to narrow the Monsignor Donovan lead to 24-21 in the fourth quarter.
Big second down and 10 coming up here as the Rams more or less could be down to their last three downs. Gesicki has Brommel as the corner. Safety help up over the top. Hem, the single wide receiver, split out wide right. Here's the carry for Yazor. He'll have the first down and more. Shifts off a tackle, gets to the 39-yard line. Good recognition that time by Ram coaches and the quarterback Higgins to not go away from the run game.
Yeah, I like your call, Matt. You said they still have time to run their offense.
This time it will be another run up the middle. It was Yazor again who had his number called. 4 yard pickup to bring up a second and six. 2 minutes now remaining. Toms River North 17, Southern Regional 14.
Yep. 2 minute offense. Most teams run it two or three times during the week.
Split wide receiver set, two backs in the backfield for Higgins. On a second and six, wanting to throw, looking right, doesn't have anything. Keeps the play alive and will sail it into the north sideline for an incompletion. Going to bring up third down and six.
That's a smart play by the veteran quarterback to get rid of it and avoid a sack.
The only thing I don't agree with, guys, is that he doesn't even look to this left side, and that's where big number 18 is running his patterns.
I was just going to say,
I mean, he's looking locked right up, all the way. Right.
Locked on to the right. Now, Gesicki is getting double coverage over here.
Yeah, but he's still got 10 yards in front of him. You don't have to go downtown. Chip away.
1:35 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Third down and seven. Here's the give up the middle. Gonzalez snuffed up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you got to call a timeout here.
Big charge getting off the bottom of the pile. Noonan and Kakar. That was a big play on third down.
Well, you know they were thinking that the Mariners were going to play pass and maybe they could sneak him through. You know, the one thing that they haven't done tonight that surprises me a little bit is even on a snap, just throw it right out to the flat to Gesicki and let him see if he can make a play. He's a tough guy to bring down in the open field. And as you said, you know, the first guy who's going to come up to defend him is Brommel, who's 10 inches smaller and probably about 30 pounds lighter.
And he's 10 yards off the ball,
yeah.
10 to 12 yards. He does have help over top by the two deep
right.
safeties, but still, yeah. Chip away.
Yeah, I don't feel like they ever had to go deep, but they really haven't done much in the middle with him at all. He made that one big catch on a third down to keep a drive alive. But listen, whatever you have in your playbook, you've got to do it here because a minute and 28 left. This is fourth down. You may not get the ball back.
Yeah, two timeouts left for the Southern Rams.
Two timeouts left for Southern. Second down and a long six coming up. Hem and Gesicki this time will combo as the two wide men in a trips formation to the left side. And now Tom's River North, I believe, will use a timeout to make sure defensively they are all set. We will continue to keep it here with, again, 1:28 remaining. 17-14, the score, Tom's River North.
Dan Curcione, his first year of running the defense for the Mariners, talking to the huddle right now.
Of course, coming up at the end of tonight's game, we'll award our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game Award to a young man on one of these teams. He'll receive a $25 gift certificate at the Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Breakfast for two at the Next Door Cafe, which is next to Cleese, and a very nice trophy from Ocean Trophies, Route 9, Inland Oka Harbor, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network. High drama here at Goldberger Memorial Field in Manahawkin. Toms River North leads Southern 17-14. The Rams have a fourth down and six with a minute and 28 left at their own 43-yard line.
Reminder for you, next week, our scheduled game at Toms River North as these Mariners will play host to Jackson Memorial.
And if North hangs on, that game will have major significance.
Sure will. Higgins with a split backfield and a split wide receiver set on fourth down and a long six. Long cadence. Low snap. Gets it. looking left, throws over the middle. He's got a man. The catch is made. It is number 9, Anthony Spezial, the tight end. We haven't called his number all night tonight, but as big a catch as you'll make, and Spezial shaken up, lost his helmet on the tackle, has to come out.
We learned last night, by the way, on the Thursday Night Football show, his nickname is Spanky. He just spanked the big one right there, boy.
Takes it to the Mariner 49-yard line. Clock now moving. 75 seconds remaining. Southern still with the two timeouts. Trailing by three. Here's Higgins. Oh, still loose. Mariners have it. Higgins had a low snap. It went off of his foot. He
Guess
and Gonzalez
it,
tried to come together. I'm going to say Kroger.
You got it. What a monster game he's played defensively. And what a time for the most routine of plays to go awry for Southern Regional.
It was a strange-looking play as the ball was snapped low. And Higgins and Gonzalez, it hit one of their feet. I'm not even quite sure which one it was. Gonzalez couldn't pick it up. Kroger, Johnny on the spot, and at midfield, the Mariners are 64 seconds away from maybe stealing one on the road and saving their division chances.
Yeah, as the ball was fumbled by Higgins, Gonzalez did indeed kick it, Matt, like you said. Higgins was just about ready to pick it up, but Gonzalez coming to the right accidentally kicked the ball away from Higgins, so Mariners recovered it.
Rams showing blitz. Scalfani won't even hand off. He'll run off to his right to try to kill some clock. Quick timeout taken by Southern. They've got one more. We'll call it a one-yard pickup, actually. Inside of Ram territory to the 49-yard line. There is 59 seconds remaining. And Toms River North, on the back of a 45-yard field goal from Chris Gula, leads this one 17-14.
Well, we had a little bit of everything in the second half. Turned out to be a whale of a football game. So they'll stop it one more time. Right? Then on third, they'll stop it after second down. There'll be a third down play. They won't be able to stop it. They'll run.
It'll take them probably 5 or so seconds to set the ball.
30 seconds, right?
Then the 25-second clock.
And they may get it back with a play. Not much more. And I agree, by the way, with the strategy, not even to hand it off here. You got to play the odds.
Definitely.
And they've got a great kicker, so if they've got a punt on fourth down, Gula should have no trouble booming the ball.
Into the end zone.
Yeah, maybe even into the end zone. Yep.
Yeah, Scalfani that time, as he came around the right side, had both hands wrapped around the football. Again, smart play by the young sophomore.
Scalfani here on second and 9 will come up under center. Get the snap, hand it off this time out of an I formation. And Southern will use their last timeout after a 2-yard pickup from Bass with 55 seconds left. And the Rams cannot stop the clock again.
Here's another thing. After this play, imperative for the Southern defenders to get off the ball carrier as quick as possible.
Well, the
referee will spot the ball.
Exactly.
And if you're Toms River North, you just do nothing in a hurry.
I was even surprised there they handed it off.
I was too.
You know, for Scalfani, maybe to fake the dive and then keep it around the end. It's been fairly successful. If he does that, he'll have nobody to deal with because everybody in black will be jumping on the ball carrier.
So the Rams, who went undefeated in the conference last year, right? 5-0?
That's right.
Will have suffered their first A-South loss in 2 seasons. I just have a funny feeling that nobody's running the table in this division. There's going to be a lot of knocking each other off.
Some big games coming up.
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
Especially when you factor a team like Lacey into the equation that was not an A-South team last year.
Final score in Barnegat. Monsignor Donovan stuns the Bengals 24-21.
Final
the Griffins.
Final at East 42-14, Lacey. So that game was 14-14.
Scalfani on a third and seven will hand it off again. Again, it will be Bass to have his number called. He'll be a yard shy of the first down running left. And now the game is when the ball is spotted and
well,
when the referee winds it.
Here.
Yeah, look for North to take a penalty even here. 25 at 37, I think.
So 12 seconds. I agree with you. Take the delay game. So you punt the ball away.
That runs off five or six at least, right?
Now, remember,
maybe you get it with 3 seconds.
Now, remember, they did have a snap over Gula's head earlier in this game. Gula made a tremendous play. Gula's made quite a few big plays tonight. I think he's got a couple feet in the door of the...
11 seconds left. They'll take the delay game.
Yep.
I'm talking minimum here, 6-7 seconds, right?
Well, it'll start on the snap. The clock will start on the snap.
Hard loss for Southern, who dominated this first half. But, Ed, maybe the story for the Rams, they were only able to score 7 points in that half.
Yes, exactly.
They won't send anybody back, Southern. Maybe sending out an all-out effort to block the kick of Gula. That might be their only chance.
A lot of pressure on the center here.
11 seconds remaining. Chris Gula awaiting the snap. It's a high snap. He gets it and lets a high wobble kick go. Let's watch the clock. 3 seconds. I don't even know that anyone's going to touch it. And the clock will run to zero, and that will do it. So 11 seconds come off as Southern puts everybody up on the line trying to block the kick. And with nobody back, the clock expires, and Toms River North wins a hard-fought road game, 17-14. They go to 2-1, and 1-1 of the conference. Southern Regional falls to 2-1, and 1-1 in the conference.
Well, a great win for Toms River North. Really a terrific ball game. This was a great football game. A outstanding second half by both teams. We're actually having a little debate up here in the press box about our
player of the game.
Player of the game, Ed.
Well, I know my choice. I like Gula.
Well,
come on, he had the punt, which changed the whole game to the one. He had the. I know you like the deep Kroger, right?
Kroger.
I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we do.
I like Gula.
All right. Well, I'll go with Gula, but you got to tell him he has to take Kroger to eat with him.
Okay.
How's that? All right. Can we go that way?
You've got no choice. You have to take this guy.
That's it.
For something to eat.
So Chris Gula with the game-winning field goal, the 45-yarder, will be our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game. Certainly the moment of this game as Toms River North rallies from 7-0 down at the half, scores 17 in the second half and wins it 17-14. Ed will get number 36 as soon as he can.
Ed, we're going to stay on here, so as soon as you can grab somebody, that would be great. 17-14, our final score. We'll see if we can pass a couple of scores along to you in the meantime here. Unbelievably big win for Toms River North, who we get next week in our game of the week back at home for Toms River North against Jackson Memorial, who lost tonight to Brick Memorial. So now the Mariners all of a sudden alive again in the division race.
Point Barrow did beat Central 20-14. Lacey over Toms River East 42-14, as Ed mentioned. I told you about the stunner. I think it's a stunner. Monsignor Donovan beating Barnegat 24-21. Barnegat's now 1-2.
Big win for the Griffins, no
Brick
doubt.
Brick Memorial all over Jackson Memorial 34-7. So right now, I think you'd have to say Brick Memorial and Lacey have emerged at the top of the A-South division a third of the way into the season.
Right now, and Toms River North could, you know, stick around. They still have games against Brick Memorial. They still have a game, many games on the schedule. Maybe it's Lacey. The team moved up from B-South to A-South this year.
Red Bank Catholic led St. John Vianney 45-14 late in that one. Middletown South over Howell 28-0 early in the fourth. That was the last time we had a score there. And Rumson beat Holmdel 27-6, so Holmdel suffers its first loss. Manalapan over Middletown North 35-0. That was early in the fourth.
Here's our player of the game, guys. Chris Gula. Chris, you got one job, okay? You got to take Garrett out to dinner with you, okay? You're going to get a $25 gift certificate for Cleese, but you got to take the big guy out. He was all over the field tonight, but you had the big field goal. Tell us about the setup. After missing one, going the same way in the first half, tell us about the 45-yarder.
I mean, it was definitely something that was in the back of my head after I missed that first one. But also, it's a team effort, and I wouldn't have been able to get there without my team. I knew that they were giving me another opportunity, and they were sticking behind me the whole time. No criticism. Everyone was just saying, you get another one, and I was lucky to get another one.
Let's face it. I don't think you get much criticism from this football team or from the coaching staff. Every kickoff is in the end zone, giving your opponent no, thought about running the ball out. And then the other key play, was the punt to the one-yard line.
Yeah. I always thought that special teams was a big thing. And my team, especially on that punt to the one-yard line, I don't know if you saw everyone hustling down. I didn't put it on the one-yard line. It was called at the one-yard line.
For Lenza.
Yes, sir. And he did a nice acrobatic front flip to catch that ball.
You know, a lot of people have dubbed you, including myself, the top kicker in the state. I know you got some big decisions to make this year, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, there's a lot of good kickers in the state. I know Jim Cooper. I don't know if he's listening or if you hear this, but he's a great kicker. We always like to duke it out. He's number one, supposedly, but we'll see about that, Jim.
Well, 45 yarders to win football games will do a lot for your resume.
Yes, sir. And it was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's Chris Gula, our Ocean Trophies Cleese player of the game, and Garrett Kroger. By the way, Coach LaBarca came running up to me and said, hey, the MVP of this game was Garrett.
You want to change it? You want to
You had already announced it. So
you picked it down there tonight,
big guy. I think the idea of taking him to dinner, I think that was a good idea. And,
tell Chip
at
that.
Least,
make sure.
At least I did tell Chip that. And he said, good idea. Okay. And by the way, you guys recognized it. We all recognized it. He was all over the field, Garrett Kroger.
Yeah, I thought he played an outstanding game. And, you've always, you can only pick one player of the game. We went with Chris because his kick certainly was the defining moment and the punt that really kind of turned things around earlier. But a gutsy win for Toms River North, a very, very bitter loss for Southern Regional. They had gotten accustomed to winning, especially down here at this field where they've had so much success the last couple of years. But plenty of time to get back in it.
And here is the winning coach, Chip LaBarca Jr. Coach, big win following last week's loss, right back in the race.
Yeah, we thought if we played a clean game, we thought that we'd have a pretty good shot. And, I think it was a well-played game on both sides of the ball. We just happened to have a really good kicker.
We said, at halftime, Toms River North came out for the second half in the dark, and then all of a sudden somebody hit the switch because it was a completely different football team in the second half.
Well, I thought at the end of the second half, I thought we started our defense, gave us momentum a little bit. We were stopping them. So at halftime, the offense felt good. We were moving the ball. We just couldn't get any points on the board. And we moved the ball first drive of the second half, short in the field, punted in the hole, and then we got a chance to run the punt back. Joey did a great job there.
We went back and forth upstairs with the player of the game, and Garrett was definitely in our thoughts. But we just thought the punt to the one-yard line, and the game-winning field goal, and the senior, one of the top kickers around, he deserved it. But I did mention he's got to take Garrett out to dinner at Cleese with his gift certificate.
Oh, absolutely. Chris Gould is an outstanding kicker. And what Garrett Kroger did today to play every defensive snap and every offensive snap at center is a really big feat. So he deserves all the credit. What a great kid, and he's worked so hard to do what he did today.
You got the ball into Joey Fields' hands quite a few times tonight offensively, and of course the punt return changed the whole momentum of this football game.
Yeah, I thought so. When Joey ran that punt back, we got the game tied up, and we thought that we were right there. We were just waiting for someone to make a play, and Joey stepped up and made that play. Then he made another really good catch. We completed a corner out, a nice pass and catch. And he made another big play to set up for the field goal.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight. Right back in the A-South race, 2-1 on the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Chip Labarca Jr., successful head coach of the Mariners. We'll see them again next week against the Jaguars at home.
All right, Ed, good job. Thanks. Great stuff as always down on the field.
Our post-game show powered by Clee's Bar and Grill on Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Enjoy great food and a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next door to Clee's, the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast 7 days a week.
Next up for the Rams, who fall to 2-1 with this loss. They will play at Brick next week, a bye week, and then Lacey, Brick Memorial, and Jackson. Tough stretch of the schedule coming up for Southern Regional. By all accounts in this first half, it was their game to lose, but Tom's River North came out and put in half number two. They win it here 17-14. Here's what goes on to the Shore Sports Network for us the rest of the weekend. We've got Monmouth University football coming up tomorrow. That game, a 1 o'clock kickoff in West Long Branch as the Hawks welcome in the Pioneers of Sacred Heart. Jets football coming up on Sunday in their regular spot. And, of course, during the week, you can join us on Tuesday night for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, Thursday night for the Barnabas Health High School Football Show from the Water Street Bar and Grill.
And check it all out at ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
We say goodnight here from the home of the Rams. Thanks to both coaches and, of always, the hospitality here at Southern Regional High School. Final score, one more time. Tom's River North goes to 2-1 on the season. They beat the hometown Rams 17-14. Our thanks back to Lauren Bajica in the studios. Brad Bioroscano here is our on-site engineer. For our man down on the sideline, the coach, Ed Saraluca, and Kevin Williams up here in the box. Matt Harmon saying so long from Manahawkin. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe. Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.